Things moving along in the second half of session with only a little over a month left right now, and the governor has taken some time to meet with members of both the House and then, in this case this week, with members of the Missouri Senate.
One of the big issues that's being debated right now is Medicaid expansion or the possibility of Medicaid expansion. That is something the governor is pushing, and the governor did visit with the Republican senators on Tuesday of this week. I applaud the governor for visiting with us, and we had a very healthy discussion, and I think that's always important when you can have folks get together and talk. Some of the common grounds were that both the governor and the legislature realize that we need to have some reform in Medicaid, that the present system does not work well. There's not good reimbursement for providers. There's no incentive for those who are Medicaid recipients to necessarily be efficient with their use of Medicaid coverage. And so what are some ways that we can make it better before we expand it by some 300,000 people? And then once you put 300,000 new people on a program, if and when the time comes where the state of Missouri was going to have to pay more, which will happen, then how do you take those people off the rolls? That's very, very difficult to do.
There have been different people saying different things about this on both sides of the issue itself. This late in the session, and even though there's still 5 weeks and some change left, is it too late to start on something this major, this late in the regular session?
Well, the basic needs of the citizens of the state of Missouri will continue, and we're doing that through the appropriations process. Our appropriations committee is meeting currently this week to hammer out the Senate's version of the budget, and so we will take care of those needs of those who are dependent upon Medicaid and other social services, Department of Health and Senior Services, and Department of Mental Health. And so we will do that through the general revenue process. When it comes to a huge thing like Medicaid reform, what are some ways that we can get Medicaid reform while the federal government is proposing some other changes in the program? That takes a lot of time and takes a lot of careful forethought. And so I don't know if we'll get it done by May the 17th, but that is something that we're already talking about working during the interim and maybe coming up with a two-year solution on reform of Medicaid.
The budget, you're on the Senate Appropriations Committee. It's received the 13 budget bills from the House, and its work in this process underway now.
The House finished their version of budget a couple of weeks ago, and now it's over in the Senate. The first step is going through the appropriations process, and the $25 billion budget is basically broken into 13 categories. Each category has a certain, what they call a book, that is associated with that. Book number two is education, book three is higher education, book four is transportation, so on and so forth. And there, between those 13 books, there's 1,500 line items. And so it's a Herculean effort to go through those things, but it's an important process, and I'm honored to be on that Appropriations Committee. And so whether it deals with Medicaid or transportation or education or Department of Corrections, it's a very important process, and I'm glad to be at the table.
One fewer week or one less week in terms of getting the budget done. That's for May 10th, where the session itself ends on May 17th. I remember probably 10 years or so ago when there was always such concern about getting the budget at least started before mid-session recess. And I've noticed in the last probably 7 or 8 years, it's generally April, usually mid-April, before the entire Senate gets it, and the deadline is always easily met. Does it look like things are in line for a smooth transition, as it were, for this year as well?
I think things are well on pace to get things done on time. May 10th at 6 p.m. is our deadline to get the budget done. That's the one constitutional responsibility we have, is to come up with a balanced budget, and we'll get that done. But between now and then, a lot of tough, tough decisions. And when you only have so many dollars to go around and only so many programs, you have to say no. You have to say not an increase this year. You just can't say yes to everything. We don't have an infinite amount of dollars, unlike Washington. We cannot deficit spend, and so forces us to make some very, very tough decisions.